Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Look, we've got all kinds of activity going on around the courthouse here today. We have got the American Legion, post number
18.
It is right out here this morning. We're putting out the Memorial Day crosses again for our annual celebration here. And I've got a couple of the members here that have been in the organization a long, long time. And I think these guys were around when we'll find out who started this. I guess I don't know exactly where we can call it a tradition yet. It's well on its way to being a tradition and regionally well known. Lots of folks are coming by the courthouse here in Clay County to look at all of our Memorial Day crosses that are placed here in the courthouse yard. And it is a weekend of remembrance. And we'll come back in a few minutes. And like I said, we've got a couple of those folks here with us. We'll talk to them in a few minutes. And being an old history teacher, I printed out a little history of Memorial Day here. I thought I might read a little bit of that and let them tell us about our celebration we've got going on here. But right now, let's just take a little short break and get us in a few commercial messages so maybe we can come back and be longer-winded when we come back. So we'll talk to you just in a minute.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kicks Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kicks Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
Needs to be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to Senior Care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Good morning, everyone. We'd like to officially welcome everyone in here this morning to the Clay County Corner, coming to you live and in living color on your radio dial. which should be tuned to 101.5. And if you're there and you think your neighbors ought to know, give them a call and tell them. Get on the party line and call and tell them all to turn their radios over to 101.5 WVFB-FM. You're at Kicks Country where they can listen to us for the next hour. We've got some interesting folks on this morning. Like I said earlier, we've got all kinds of activity going on around the courthouse here. And let's see, I've got one thing. I think the Clay County High School, or Clay County, Salina High School class of 1976 is holding its 40-year reunion on June the 4th, and that's out at Mr. Niamh Monroe's cabin at 251 Happy Valley Road out on the Pea Ridge area. And we have a phone number here for her, and that's 931-243-3270, or they've got a Facebook page. I have got Richard Accurso and Jed Donaldson Short. He was Jed Short for a while, but I think through maybe a process, his name was legally changed to something else. But it's still Jed to me. I just say Jed, and he's one of my former students. I can take the blame for him or the credit. Either way, I guess we want to look at it. I know he is a retired military man, and also Richard, a retired military man. We are right in the middle of what we here in the South call Decoration Day for years and years and years. I know there are all kinds of stories. You can go online and you will find that it supposedly started in maybe South Carolina with the cleaning up of a burial ground there, or creation of a burial ground. Different places in the South, different places all over the country. Usually the official date given is sometime right after the end of the Civil War. The Daughters of the American Confederation will be mentioned in a lot of them. I think the same organization for the Grand Army of the Republic. Just all kinds of history, and it's very interesting reading. But the important thing is that it is now a national holiday. I think Lyndon Johnson in the 90s proclaimed it a national holiday to be celebrated on the fourth weekend of this month each year. Sometimes it used to be called the 30th of the May celebration. Just lots of different names, but Decoration Day, I know Jed's a local Southerner like me, and I can remember the churches did, they had Decoration Day. I think maybe the date had, of course, I know it had something to do with the fact that there were all kinds of flowers in bloom at that time of the year, and it was easy to get fresh flowers to decorate. And I do remember a tradition here in the South of all of the relatives of the folks that were buried in the cemeteries, not just our military folks, that it's that Memorial Day is to remember, but they would hold big meetings there, and they would have church services in the cemetery sometimes, and the families would all gather beginning a month before, and they would go in the cemeteries here, and the tradition in this area, and I think through a whole lot of the South, was that there was not to be a single twig of grass anywhere in that cemetery. It was to be totally bare ground, and they would come in with shovels and whatever and make sure that every grave there was perfectly leveled and that everything was raked off, and then the ladies would bring in their brooms and actually sweep the cemetery off. I don't know whether Jed remembers that or not, but I do. And I don't know, Richard, if there's anything in the area that you grew up, anything like that, but I know in this area and in lots of areas in the South, that was a tradition here. Do you remember anything like that in an area where you grew up?
Well, yes, I do. And as a matter of fact, I do consider myself a Southerner, too, because I was born and raised in southern Minnesota. But I finally got my geography corrected, and I got to the right place.
Well, now, that is the beginning of the Mississippi River, isn't it, up there?
Yes, sir.
If it connects with the Mississippi River, I guess we have to say it's part of the South.
That's good. I'm glad to hear that.
There's a couple of things here. I know something that... Before we talk about the origins of what we have going on here a little bit, I want to read this. Sometimes I'm not real good at this, but I'm sure you guys are familiar with it. We cherish, too, the poppy red that grows in the fields where valor led. It seems to signal to the skies the blood of honor never dies. And I know that's something that you guys are familiar with because that is your symbol, isn't it?
Yes, sir, it is.
The red pine.
From 1919.
I think this thing says it's actually started over in somewhere in Europe.
Flanders Field
in Europe, and now they have a little sale every year where they sell the little poppies, and this year, guys, I think you're setting up out at the flea market for a little while.
The bake sale is going to be out there, and we're planning on having a poppy distribution this Saturday from 8 o'clock till noon.
Here at...
Right on the courthouse square.
Right here on the court. That's...
Well, actually, excuse me, not in the courthouse square. It's at the four-way stop by the Bank of Salina.
Okay, so that will be there. But you've got a bake sale out at the...
Well, we got the auxiliary. We got the hard-working group of us down there trying to collect some money, too. And then they're going to be moving from the flea market up probably around the courthouse square a little bit later.
Okay, Do we have any type of formal celebration this year, or are we just...
Well, no, this year we're not. Unfortunately, I think we're all getting older and more feeble, and we have definitely lost some members within the last year, and we're getting to be... There's always a nucleus in every group that seems to do most of the majority, and we keep losing more and more of that nucleus, so we're really striving to try to get more and younger type members so we can continue these programs.
Yes, and in memory, the one member that I know that you especially miss, would you like to mention his name?
Howard Hilton and Max Endicott both are very good friends, and they were an integral part of these programs, and they would not think about missing these things. They were dyed in the wool.
I know Howard has said a number of times, and maybe even more you're saying a few of the times, in the chair here in front of the microphone with us, speaking about the regional cemetery and other things to do with our veterans. But I know the reason why we're here today is to let you guys talk a little bit about this event that we have here, the history of it. Richard, you and I think Jed was here at the beginning of this. And I know Jed, along with you and some of those other guys, were instrumental in adding some vim and vigor back to the American Legion here.
Well, I'm going to probably say something because Jed won't. It's basically Jed and his wife, Diana, were really integral bringing the idea, the concept, to the meeting because they had been out of the state. They were going through a location in Georgia, which I'm very familiar with because it was the adjoining county that I lived in, and they happened to see a program similar to this, and they had the concept that we can do the same type of thing with our local deceased members that had been in military, and they sold it. They were a big piece of it. As a matter of fact, we were working out of Jed's shop a number of times. It looked like a manufacturing operation going on, and we had a lot of people working, and Jed and Diana did a lot of research. They went through the history of a number of the vets. They went through, there's two volumes in the local library, and they utilized the documentation in there to get the information on some of the earlier deceased.
I think maybe Miss Lillian White and Miss Peggy Davis, I think they canvassed a lot of cemeteries, didn't they, Jed? Looking for the markers in cemeteries where veterans had virtually gone unknown as being there, didn't they?
That's actually where we got started. All the names of the veterans that they had listed in those cemetery books for Clay County, that's where we started and got the original, you know, the first cut, if you will, of all the names that were going on the crosses. If I may, Richard's a little bit too gracious, you know. This has not been the Jed and Diana show.
No, right.
There's a lot of people have put a whole lot of hard work into that, and I'm proud to say we're a part of it, but it took a lot of people. But thank you, Richard, but it's, you're a little too gracious with that. But we did. Diana and I were on a motorcycle ride down in Georgia, and, Thomas, I don't know how long you want to talk about this. You know,
till,
I don't
tell you to, till I tell you to quit. or Randy shut the engineer somewhere out in the cloud shuts us off.
He gets tired of hearing me here to shut me off. Stop it, right? We saw something.
Well, no, I just got a whisper in my ear saying before you get started on this long story, for let's take a little short break and get in a few words for our sponsors. Would that be all right?
That'd be good. Maybe it won't be that long.
All right, let's do that. Let's take a little short break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. The kind of life food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America in your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181 for Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Welcome back, everyone. Before we get back to Jed, real quickly, I want to remind everyone about our birthday anniversary celebration we have here each Thursday, where we give away an ice cream cake from the Salina DQ Grill and Chill. And I want to remind folks to get out there and have a big breakfast with them every morning if you get a chance. That's my favorite time of the day out there. But we've got some names this morning, and we'll read those about halfway through the show, and then at the end of the show, we'll present a birthday cake. Jed, you were talking about your motorcycle ride that you and Diane made and where you saw something like this going on.
It was. It's up in the mountains in northern Georgia, in the Helen area. I can't remember if it was actually in Helen or a town next to it, but it was really
Dahlonega.
In that area.
Dahlonega, Georgia, which is Lumpkin County.
Okay, right, that's where it was.
Is that the home of Bill Elliott, the NASCAR race?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But we're riding through
awesome
there.
Awesome, Bill.
And it was on Memorial Weekend, and they had crosses put up along the side of the road with names on them, you know.
Yeah.
So we just thought it was a really neat thing to see. You know, it was impressive. So anyway, we got back home. When we retired, moved here, Mr. Teeples, John Teeples, everybody just knew him as coach mostly around here, you know. And Richard had really got involved in getting the American Legion Post really reestablished. It almost died out. And Ronald Bailey and, you know, several other local people here. And they hit us up to join the post. Of course, we just retired and moved home, and we did. And the very first meeting we went to, I believe, Ronald was talking about going around for veterans for Memorial Day and putting the original thing they were going to do was take a small flag and put that flag on the grave of all the veterans in Clay County or who were buried in Clay County. So Diana said, well, hey, you know that thing we saw? What if we did something like that? Because, I mean, realistically, some of these graves, some of these cemeteries are out in the middle of the woods. You can't hardly find them. And finding the graves is going to be a chore to start with.
Let me ask you something there. Did we find during all this there were some of our veterans buried here that didn't have the veterans' footstone there, the bronze memorial thing there? I know that my dad's grave does, and it's saying maybe one adjacent to him. But I wonder if you run into that where people, where families of veterans didn't know that this service was even there. Did you run into any of that?
Well, there, I don't know how many are out there, but I guarantee you there's a lot in Clay County who are veterans who do not have a veterans mark on the grave.
And that's something we need to, you know, folks, if you know, investigate how to go about getting one of those.
Well, I can tell you.
And that's why I was kind of leading into that.
Go ahead, Jim. We have a veteran service officer here in this county who's out here at the end of the bridge in the UCHRA office. His name is Bob Cole. Very sharp guy. He knows the ins and outs of all this stuff. And if you are looking for a veteran's marker for a loved one, a family member, whoever, to go on their grave, and they've never had one, go see Bob. And he can go take you through that process and get you one. And you can take it out there. And you can either get a foot marker or you can get one that goes on the headstone that is a smaller round mark.
That attaches to.
That's right.
It's already there.
But there's no cost to the family. That's something the VA does. And that's something that's available to everybody out there. So I encourage everybody to do that.
And Bob is available on Monday and Tuesdays only in this county.
But he also works in Jackson County.
Yes, he is in Jackson County on Wednesday and Thursday.
Okay, back to your story, Jed.
Oh, yeah, well, anyway, we went to the meeting, and that's what they were going to do. So Diana said, well, you know, what if we did something like this? So we all, you know, we voted on that and made the decision to, instead of going out all over the county and putting up a flag in obscure locations that some people probably, you know, most people will never see unless you're a family member to go there, let's bring them all together. And let's put them all around the courthouse square and, you know, just... put them all on, make a display out of this thing, and make it an official thing, you know. And so that's what we decided to do, and we went to work on building crosses, and for us non-woodworking type, it was a challenge. The original group we made, Salina High School Agricultural Department, Jason, when he was out there, got his the kids there to help us with some. And between them and what we did, we posted all the finished work and everything then, and we got them. And then Twin Lakes made the first, actually typed out the names of the first crosses we used. And the paper we had and stuff, you know, it was okay. It worked well the first year. But then we got with David and Bobby Moore at Del Hollow Signs, and they have been extremely gracious and helpful. And, of course, the lettering they do is a lot nicer. We swapped everything over to that, so they look a lot nicer. And
I think that's vinyl. That's vinyl lettering, isn't it? The weather's better.
It is. It holds up, you know, in the rain and stuff like that. And, you know, let's face it, every once in a while we get some nasty weather come through here and the wind blows them over and stuff like that. And we've had damaged ones, and we've had to replace some and this, that, and the other. But right now we've got... what is there, over 1,100 names?
We've got 1,101 names, which is 551 crosses.
And, you know, if you have a family member that who is a veteran, come by here and find your relative's name. On the. And if you don't find it, let a member of the American Legion know, and they'll take care of it before next Memorial Day. We guarantee that, don't we?
Okay, it's a little late to get it out this year,
yeah.
But... you know, we try, and that's, you know, let's face it, most of us are old, and some of you, Richard, are really old.
Some are very old.
And, you know,
some of us are getting so old we can hide our Easter eggs from ourselves.
Camouflage Easter eggs, I love those. But anyway, a lot of us are old, and it gets, and sadly, we lose a few members every year, and like you mentioned, you know, this year we lost Howard and lost Max, and those guys were there at every function that went on. And, you know, you start losing that base. So it is hard, and we do let some things, you know, some things do go slip through the cracks. We do the best we can. And people out there, 99.99% has been extremely gracious with us, you know, and all this kind of stuff. We can't please everybody, but we do try, and we do the best we can. So thank you for bearing with us out there, too.
Well, guys, if you got any news you want to... Richard, let me ask you about the cemetery. I haven't heard a lot about it. I do know that they're still maybe looking in Putnam County at some
property. Well, yeah, the emphasis is really centralized in Putnam County or the northern White County area. And we're still going forward with it. As a matter of fact, I got another $2,500 donation from the Clay County mayor and the members of the let me think of it now. Anyway, we're still going forward. We're trying to find a good acceptable area that we can use, and that would be probably about 100 or so acres in decent topography. And we had picked out a few areas, but unfortunately when VA went in and did some research on it, they were not acceptable. So we're going forward with even more.
It seems like some of the national VA folks don't understand the term of gentle rolling hills in the South, do they?
Apparently not. But I know the VA commissioner, when they came out to actually look at a few, as a matter of fact, the one site that we had in Overton County was beautiful. It was gentle rolling slopes, and that would be very acceptable. Very similar to many other national VA cemeteries that I've been in.
I don't remember Arlington being on the flat field. Did you?
It's not.
No, it's not. Well, gentlemen, it's been a pleasure having you here this morning. And I know, Richard, you've got something else.
Just one more thing. We are going to have, the Legion's going to have a flag retirement ceremony for all unserviceable flags, and that's going to be on June 9th, right at about 6:30 in the evening. It's Thursday. And what we're going to do is take any unserviceable flag and do a proper removal of everything the way it's done according to the book.
Let me ask you a question about that, while you've kind of won on that a little bit, and that is the proper display of a flag after dark. What is the procedure for that?
Well, it should have, if it's going to be exposed and flying after dark, it should have a light source on it.
So it should be visible at all times?
Yes.
All times. And as you say, those flags do not last forever if they're out in the weather. And, you know, and we realize and we appreciate the fact that there are certain sites that our flag needs to fly over 24 hours a day. But, you know, sometimes we do see folks that have one hanging up that's not properly lit, and it's pretty ragged sometimes. I know Johnny Cash liked the old ragged flag that hangs from the courthouse, but that's really not a real good sign at times, is it?
It's not, and I've taken it upon myself quite often to stop at a house that may have a flag like that, and I usually carry some with me that we will make an offering that's very acceptable. Like, we've got good U.S. quality made flags that we're selling for $18 a piece. You can go to Walmart and I can see the same flag or similar to that, and it's $10 or more with tax.
You know, there are people out there that you know, that they want to, they're very proud to have a flag that they've had flying for years and years and years when it is ragged and tattered and all that stuff. But that's a misinterpretation, and it's a misunderstanding of the purpose of the flag. You know, it is, you know, a lot of people think it's pretty cool. Yeah, I'm proud. I've had this flag flying forever. But the bottom line is, you know, realistically, once it starts getting torn and tattered, then it needs to come down and be retired and put a new flag up.
And there's really not a reason, is there, guys, that this flag cannot be placed in a proper container and saved forever, if that's what you want.
That's true.
But it doesn't need to be displayed to the public.
Yes.
Well, gentlemen, as always, it's a pleasure having you here. And I don't know if the Jed's ever been here before or not. But
first time.
Not bad for a first-timer.
It's not bad for a rookie. As a matter of fact, we're both past commanders of Post 18, so we have a little bit in common, I think.
Gentlemen, thank you for being here with us, and we want to especially invite everyone that hears this to come by and see this site here at the Clay County Courthouse. Stop, walk around, look, and let your mind wander back to what this really means, the sacrifices that were made for the names on these crosses here, the families that stayed behind and supported them, and think of the people that make this possible, the American Legion Post here in Solana, Clay County area. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thanks for having
Thank
me.
You, Thomas.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hey, America, you need to have a little talk. We've got a lot of food in this country. We've got so much food that we can't eat it all. So how are 17 million kids in America struggling with hunger? That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids who need it. Support Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hey, Clay County, Dairy Queen in Salina and Kix Country want to give away a free ice cream cake. That's right. You can win a delicious ice cream cake in Salina for a friend or a loved one having a birthday or anniversary. And all you have to do is call 243-5574. Call 243-5574, speak clearly, leave the name of the person having a birthday or anniversary, and the date of the birthday or anniversary. Please leave your name and number so we can call you back if we have any trouble understanding your message. Then, every Thursday between 9 and 10 a.m. on the Clay County Corner, we'll read all of the birthdays and anniversaries collected that week. We will then, at random, pull out the name that will receive that delicious ice cream cake from Dairy Queen in Salina. That number again is 243-5574. Write it down. 243-5574 to win an ice cream cake from Kix Country and Dairy Queen in Salina.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
You should be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Yep.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Welcome back, everyone. I'd like to thank Jed and Richard for taking time off from out placing out the Krauses around the courthouse to come in and talk to us a few minutes. Outstanding group of folks that take care of that every year, and this is a tremendous monument. The courthouse square here becomes a tremendous monument to all of our veterans in Clay County, and we really, really want to thank those folks for the time and effort that's put into that. Right now, on another note, I think it's time we could read off our names celebrating birthdays this past week. We have, I believe, Faye Scott, who's from her family, celebrating a birthday. Mr. Roy Brown from out in the Pine Hill community has celebrated a birthday this past week. Kevin Donaldson and Clarice Grace all celebrated birthdays this past week. And then I have one special birthday that I would like to wish, and that is to Marley Gay Strong, whose birthday was yesterday. And Marley was born on the 25th, 1 year ago, and she weighed in at a bouncing, I believe it was 1 pound and 5 ounces, over at Cook Memorial Hospital. And but she was born breathing, kicking, and she immediately was placed in an incubator type setup and rushed to Vanderbilt Hospital at Nashville. Doctors gave her less than a 10% chance of surviving. But guess what? She is now 1 year old, and I know she weighs well over 20 pounds. She's getting to where she's crawling. She has said, Daddy, Dada. I don't know if she said Mama yet or not, but she has said Dada. And I know all the folks that bought T-shirts to walk a mile in her footprints, all of those things, all of the prayers that she received, that she now is a vigorous 1 year old young lady. And her family would really like to thank all of the people in Clay County, Overton County, Putnam County, all of the counties, Jackson, all of the athletic teams, all of those people that joined together, held hands and prayed and really just willed this young lady, and then her strong willpower, it's just an absolute gift from God that she is with us and that she is now a year old. And I want to, I guess sometimes, you know, we real, real serious and we think about, you know, life, new life coming in, and we are so thankful and appreciative of things like this when they happen. And this is not the only instance of that. We've also had other premature babies born with here in Clay County in the past year, and we're thankful for the development of the science, the medicine that is making life, these new lives, possible. Now, okay, now let's get on a little bit lighter note now, and not that this wasn't a very, very happy and enlightening day yesterday for Marley, but right now Dean Walden is with us, and we're going to talk about the Clay County Fire, which is coming up here in just a few days. Dean, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you, Thomas?
Just fine. Can I ask you a question before we start?
Sure.
We talked a minute ago about making crepe paper flowers.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yes. I learned to do that when I was a very young child. My grandfather, it was the first death I can actually remember in our family. They had moved off to Decatur, Illinois during the war. And then he had a stroke and died, so they brought him back to Pitcock Cemetery. And then every year, my grandmother would make sure that we had a huge supply of crepe paper to make flowers. And my mother did it, and it didn't take me long to catch on. So I began making those things, and I really enjoyed it.
Does anyone do lessons in those things anymore? One time there was some folks that went around and did lessons on how to make crepe paper flowers.
I doubt very many people even know how anymore.
I remember as a youngster and as of the a young boy that sometimes we were allowed to wrap the green crepe paper around the wire
around
that
the
held the flowers.
Yeah.
I mean, they didn't let us build any of the petals or the leaves or anything, but we were allowed to wrap green paper around the wire.
We would love those things. See, we didn't have a car at that time. And we would load all those things on a wagon. The horse, the mules. And we got on there and we took them to Pitcock Cemetery about 4 miles up the road.
Oh, precious memories.
Right.
Okay, Dean, the county fair is coming up here right now pretty quick,
right
isn't
now,
it?
Right now, pretty quick.
And tell us the official date there, and I think you've got some notes there, some things you want to tell us about.
It begins on June the 7th and goes through June the 11th.
And we've got activities.
Activities every day.
Every day, every night. You want to tell us some of the activities that are going on?
Well, we're going to begin with the beauty pageant on June the 3rd and 4th. We'll have rehearsal on the 3rd from 3 to 5 at the, from 5 to 7 at the building on the fairgrounds.
We were hoping to have Miss Jacqueline here with us today.
She was, and I don't know
she's
why.
She's a recently graduated senior, I think, and
yes.
We couldn't get a hold of her.
We want to
congratulate her for her year's reign as
Clay
County.
That's right. She did a good job.
A very beautiful young lady, and represented our county very well at the contest in Nashville.
Right.
And we want to mention her name, but go ahead, Nashville.
And then on June the 3rd, we'll have our rehearsal and registration from 5 to 7. And then on June the 4th, we start at noon with registration, and the actual pageant begins at 3. We have categories all the way up from newborns to Miss Ferris of the Fair.
Yeah, Ferris of the Fair, which is up, what, Tina? What is the upper limit age of that?
Six to 21, 16 to 21, must be a Clay County resident.
Well, now, we ought to have.
But now the others can be, so we invite all you other counties out there to come in and join with us, and let's have a nice pageant.
Now, all you ladies with beautiful babies.
Right.
And beautiful teenagers younger than 16, anywhere around. We'd like to have you to come over and be a part of this. But I think with the Farris of the Fair must be a resident of Tennessee due to the statewide contest.
A statewide thing. So, but we'd just be glad to have you.
What is your favorite part of the fair?
Oh, I guess my favorite part is the exhibits. That's always been my baby. I started out hanging those things on the fence over there, you know. So now we have this nice big building to put them in. And
do you use the entire building now, the show area and the so-called women's building, which was, I guess, the original?
The original, most of our exhibits are in the original part of the building. Of course, the other part of the building we use for different events, like the Century Farm dinner will be in there, and Senior Day, and of course we start with Senior Day on Tuesday, and we'll have the Kidney Foundation back again this year, so be sure and come out and get a free kidney screening. That's something everybody needs, and it doesn't cost you anything. Just come on out, and then you can play bingo and have lunch, and the senior citizens are having a sale.
Okay, the Century Farm. Are you? I'm sure you're familiar with that.
Oh yes.
Is it too late for someone to consider entering their family farm? Or?
Oh no, you can do that any time. And I have located about, I don't know, more than 20 farms in the county, and a lot of them have just dilly-dallied around, haven't sent their stuff in, and some of them have trouble finding their information. And so I have 9.
This year.
No, I have 10. We have a perpetual plaque with everybody's name on it, and I have to add one this year. That'll make us 10 farms that are registered with the state.
Okay.
And when I started this, we only had 2.
And that is for a farm that has been family owned for at least
100 years.
Yes. That can trace the ownership of the farm for at least 100 years.
Yes.
That's pretty neat, isn't it?
It is. They deserve the recognition they get, and they need to get out there and get that.
Okay, let's get back to our exhibits. I know that a fire this early in the year, sometimes agricultural exhibits
are very limited, and that's one thing about having it this early. I wish we could have it earlier, but, you know.
I think that's due to scheduling by the folks with the traveling carnival show.
With the carnival, we have a really good carnival, which we can't get if we have it later in the year.
And that is an important part of
it. It is. It can make or break it.
You just said the magic word, break. It's time for a commercial break. So let's take a little short commercial break, and we'll be back just in a minute.
As we grow older, aging can present emotional and behavioral problems that often go undetected or ignored. But this is not a part of the normal aging process. Senior Care Unit, located at Cumberland River Hospital in Salina, Tennessee, is devoted to helping older adults and their families deal with these changes. The Senior Care Unit provides a comprehensive approach with a highly skilled staff to pave the way for coping with these difficulties. Referrals to senior care can come from anyone at any time. Don't suffer alone. Senior Care is there to help your family when you need them most. For more information or to make a referral, please call 1-800-777-8553 or 931-243-5265.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then,
hey!
The dreaded splash fight. It's Dad O'Clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America Nationwide Network of Food Banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm privileged to be here this morning, coming to you live from the corner courthouse room here at the historic Clay County Courthouse. Dane Walden is here with me this morning, and we've been talking a little bit about the Clay County Fire, which is coming up beginning on the 7th day of next month and going through the 11th day of next month. I believe we have those dates down, and we're talking about some of the things that go on with the fire. But before we get to that, let me remind everyone, 243-5574. Write that down. That's a very important number. That's the number to call here at the courthouse and get the answering machine to get your name on the birthday and anniversary club list for our cake drawing each Thursday morning. And we'll be pulling out a name here just in a few minutes for that. And like I said, once again, 243-5574. Okay, Dean, if you remember where we broke at, you want to come back in?
Okay, I believe we were talking about exhibits. We'll start those at noon on Wednesday, the 8th, and go until 6 o'clock, and then they'll be judged the next day. And you can pick up one of our books. There's lots and lots of categories, category for almost any kind of craft or anything you do.
I usually try to enter a few photographs.
We have a good photography. Sheila Long is head of that. She does a really good job with that.
Quilts?
And we do quilts, and we're giving away our $50 bonus again this year for the best of shows, so want to compete for that.
The quilts, do they have to be owner-made or owner-owned, or what's the...
I don't enforce that. I would like to say that they had to be owner-made, but... If I did, it would limit the amount we have so much that we just couldn't do it. So, just so they own it.
Okay, so you know, we know that you know, hand quilting is of course becoming
hand quilting is becoming obsolete.
It's becoming a dying skill. I know it takes a lot of time, and folks look at the $14 quilt and say, "Well, that looks just as good as."
Mm-hmm.
Miss Jones's quilt, that she quilts by hand, and golly, she charged me.
Right, and she spent hours, and I have no idea how many hours on that.
And every...
There's no way they could get enough money to pay them.
No. And I believe I'm correct in saying that the stitching on a handmade quilt, is it 6 stitches per inch, is mandatory, isn't it? You can't have any more or any less. So, but now I do know interest in quilting is, I think it's kind of being spurred a little bit by this quilting society that paints quilts on barns. I think that has sparked some interest in the old quilt.
Uh-huh, yeah, those are very nice.
I know I spoke to a young lady yesterday. I'm not sure where she was from, but she was talking about that she was getting into she and her husband were getting into, they were both artists, I think, and they were painting barn quilts. And she wanted to know if I knew where the names for the blocks came from, the different block styles and the different ones. And I said, golly, there's probably hundreds of thousands.
There are, and I have come from, I would say that probably at some point in time, some woman designed it and named it.
I know my mother did a lot of quilting on her old Singer sewing machine.
Yes.
She didn't do the hand quilting. But, you know, I think she peddled that old sewing machine. I don't know how many miles that put together. Put together those quilts, but I told them, you know, I'm sure probably there is a quilting association or something or other that I know there are common names for some of them, you know, like I think there was one called Fox and Goose, Wedding Ring, the Little Dutch Girl, which had the Little Dutch Girl on there.
Dress and Plate, and there's all kinds of different patterns.
And I'm sure somewhere there is a, of course, we'd say on the Internet, there's somewhere with a bunch of those things that are listed, illustrated,
possibly.
And at least the more common names for them. And, of course, we're wandering off here, Nina. Our other exhibits there.
So we'll also have our bacon, and our canning is a big thing. So be sure and bring your canned stuff, anything you can, within the past year, beginning in June of last year. Because I know you haven't had anything to can yet this year. So
I was going to ask that. Year to year.
From year to year, yes. And then the categories are all in the book, so just pick up a book somewhere.
Flowers.
And then we have flowers and plants. And that was did really well last year. I'm hoping we do as well this time with that. We also have a category which you farmers have not taken advantage of. You could bring out your bales of hay or your corn. It doesn't have to be grown this year. It could be from last year. Soybeans or that. There's a long list of categories in the book that I would like to see exhibited.
So right now we really need try to influence our farmers, producers in this area, that if you have a tremendous stalk of corn or a tremendous great-looking bale of hay that is just absolutely perfect. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the old squire bales of hay. Hey, lay that one back.
Lay it back and
don't feed it to old Boston this year. And save it for next year and bring it to the fair. And, you know, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you, since, you know, we are kind of early that way.
Yeah.
And I know, of course, you know, tobacco used to be one of the things. You know, you bring in a stick of tobacco, but we don't have very many tobacco growers in the county.
No,
anymore.
We don't. Uh-uh.
Okay, what about our animal shows? I think we have the 4-H.
We're having the open animal shows. We're having beef and swine, and we're having the sheep show again this year. The beef show is on the beef and sheep are on Friday, beginning at 2 p.m., and the pig show will be on Tuesday.
Okay, so we've got the you folks that want to enter your pigs in the open swine show. You need to register, of course, before you get them in here before 6 p.m. on Tuesday.
Yeah, yeah.
That'd be a little bit late then.
Yeah, get them in here in time to get them registered. And
let's see. Well, let's just look kind of down through the days here in these few minutes
and
that we've got left.
We have the dog show again this year, and we'll have our category for the most unusual pet again this time.
And looked like also on Tuesday we finish out with the concert with the Penn Sleep Band, who has been doing this the last couple of years, I think.
Yes.
And looking down Wednesday, we've talked about the 4-H and the 4-H animal demonstration. Now, that would be the demonstration of some of the prize-winning animals that our 4-H kids are,
they'll
entering at all the fairs around there.
Yes, sheep shearing and things like that in those demonstrations.
And the bullwhip rodeo is the nighttime event that night in the arena. Okay, and look like a 4-H club outdoor meat cookery.
Yes, that's on Thursday at 5.
And you said the Century Farm
dinners that night. And there's an article in the paper this week about that. So I'd appreciate it if you could call me and so I kind of get a head count of how many to fix dinner for.
Cook needs to know, don't they?
Cook needs to know.
And also that night on Thursday night is the Youth ATV and Dirt Bike Rodeo for folks 14 and under.
14 and under.
That's always an exciting thing to watch these little fellows out there on their four-wheelers. And also that night, going on at the same time over at the Ag Pavilion, will be a 4-H animal demonstration.
Yeah.
I don't know how these animals react to all the noise, though. I mean, maybe. And then on Friday, we mentioned the the open beef and sheep exhibit there at the Ag Pavilion.
Yeah.
And then
the lawnmower pool is that night. And the book says 6 o'clock, but if you want to come at 4, that'll be fine. So.
That's always a nice event.
Yes.
Some of these guys have got some...
Everybody enjoys that.
They're not really the lawnmowers you mow the yard with. And the quarter horse show that night looks like at 7 o'clock over in the arena. And Saturday's really a day that's kind of the close down day, and you're winding up everything. You've got everything judged over in the ladies' building. Got the blue ribbons placed on things, and but then that night we have the dirt bike rodeo for the 15 and over,
mm-hmm.
and
the
also down at the tractor pool. I think is that the antique tractor pool. I believe that's antique tractors where the Uncle Bud is, I believe, because Uncle Bud Smith was an antique tractor guy. And, of course, I know his sons are involved in that now.
Yeah.
And so that's a quick rundown of everything we've got going on here at the Clay County Fair coming up. Ms. Dean, it's a pleasure to have you here with us, and I know you have other things that you've been in before with, and I know you do a lot of volunteering here in the county, and... We folks here in the county appreciate the effort that you put into things, and as you know, this is volunteer work.
Right, it is. It's all volunteer work.
We just enjoy it, don't we?
And we need more volunteers. I'd like to ask you if you have some free time, come out and help us out.
Too many volunteers.
Never have too many. It takes a lot of people to put on a fair.
And if you folks had seen the volunteers around the courthouse this morning, you would know what we're talking about. It's amazing how they have all of the crosses placed out here, have them all in order, have them set up so if you find a cross with a relative's name on it, that you can very quickly find it, and they've got room where you can kneel down, have a picture made with it. And let's see, well, we need to give away a cake. I've got some little pieces of paper there. Just pick one of them up, and we'll have a name on it, and we'll give away a birthday cake here. The winner of today's birthday cake is Mr. Roy Brown.
Well.
So, Roy, you will need to come over to the Clay County Chamber, and we'll have a certificate there for you, and... you can pick up your birthday cake. It is a great big old birthday cake, one of them that's got chocolate and vanilla in it. And if you have any friends you want to share it with, you could do that. But I think we're about to run out of time. We've got maybe a minute left here. And we want to thank everyone that's been here with us this morning. I'd like to thank Dean.
I'd like to remind everybody that Tuesday and Thursday are kids' nights free. Kids 18 and under, or the admission is free, and they get a $3 discount on the armband.
So if you've got a whole carload of youngins,
that's the night
to bring them, because you get a discount on their armbands for the ride, and they get in free. So you can save that money you used to get them in and buy them some armbands and turn them loose and let them ride all the exciting rides here at the Clay County Fair. And we want to make sure, once again, that we invite everyone for that. For June the 7th through 11th for the fair proper, and then also the Forest of the Fair pageant, which is June the 4th, and come by and watch Miss Jacqueline Jolin relinquish her crown to the newly crowned Miss Clay County. But Dean, it's been a pleasure having you here. It's been once again a privilege and a pleasure of being here, coming to the folks here at the Clay County Corner.
It's been a pleasure to be here.
And this is, of course, through efforts of the Clay County Chamber and the 3-Star Program. And once again, may the good Lord bless and keep you till we meet you again. And hopefully we'll be here next Thursday to meet with you again right here on the radio dial. We're signing off now. We'll see you next week.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them, or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.